I overcome challenges with what sometimes is a balanced and sometimes is an imbalanced combination of resourcefulness.
Right.
So wearing 1,000 hats and not getting scared about that.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. Yes, Kia provided us the most fuel-efficient, comfortable car to be our mobile podcasting studio as we drive state to state, Los Angeles to New York, celebrating Women in Tech, featuring them on the Women in Tech podcast. First of all, it has cooled seats. It has the most silent AC. You can't even hear it. I leave it on low during the interviews and it is perfect. No disruption at all. You have fuel efficiency because it's hybrid. It comfortably stores all of our stuff. And there's three of us in this car with a ton of backpacks and mic gear and video gear. The Kia Niro Touring is phenomenal. Simply could not be possible without Kia. A huge thank you. Enjoy the Women in Tech road trip series. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am sitting in front of Launch Accelerator in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in Kia's amazing mobile podcasting studio, aka the Niro Touring, which I'm loving, driving from Los Angeles to New York, celebrating women in tech from state to state. And today I get to celebrate. Now, do you say Lucia or Lucia?
Lucia.
Lucia. I get to celebrate Lucia from Italy, who is living in Chapel Hill. She is originally from Rome. Do I have that right? And she is a fabulous woman in tech. Welcome.
Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
It's great to be here. Yes.
Go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone and tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay. Well, I am Lucia. I was born in Rome, but I was raised in Madrid. So that made me kind of strange and a nerd to begin with. And I have been in the United States since 1986. I came here to complete my PhD in Renaissance history, cultural history and linguistics. And from there, I became a professor here at UNC. I teach in the Roman Studies department. Again, I teach the Renaissance, I teach history of language and history of linguistics. And more recently, I have founded a company that is called Rodamico that, I mean, as of today, I think I can say is going to change the future of education.
So when did you first fall in love with technology?
I kept falling in love with technologists, you know, like,
My husband,
yes, the computer scientist,
right,
and several others. So I guess I have been into technology and into understanding gadgets and you know sort of high design things from the very beginning. I think this is because my father was a technologist himself without knowing him,
right.
So we were raised in a house that had always all of the, you know, craziest gadgets that you could imagine for the time. I think I must have had the first tiniest portable TV sold in Rome in 1967 or something like that.
I know how that goes. Yeah. My dad had one of the first cell phones.
There you go. Exactly. So not only I kept falling in love with men who are in technology, but most importantly, my daughter is also a technologist.
That's awesome. Yeah. What does your daughter?
She's an Android developer for Etsy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's a very cool job.
Did you inspire your daughter to become?
Her father inspired.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
So he inspired both of you.
Well, so if you look at technology as separate from the humanities, then
Yeah, he inspired both of us. If you look at technology as a way to also be more human,
yeah,
and so, you know, like a way to integrate yourself, then I think I inspired her too.
For me as well, my father had a certain significance in, you know, adopting technology, and my mom really helped me understand content creation. It's interesting how much your parents play a role in your future interests.
But my turning into technology, and actually specifically into digital humanities, happened in 2009-10-ish.
Right.
With a project that was called Novis. That was an attempt at visualizing clusters of intellectual knowledge in different parts of history, in different parts of Europe, and connecting them to cultural research
right.
of the times. It was kind of a big data project
right.
before big data made sense,
right.
especially before big data made sense for the humanities.
And what inspired you to create your company now?
A combination of things. I have been the director and leader of the Honors Carolina Renaissance Study Abroad in Rome for many, many years, 15 years. And that program is a summer honors program, 5 weeks or 6 weeks, depending, in Rome, studying the Renaissance.
Right.
And at some point, I started doing itinerant classes.
Right.
That basically gave away with the concept of the classroom completely. I taught with that for a couple of years, and the scalability of what we were doing was so evident.
Right.
That people kept saying, but you know, you could apply this to any city in the world, and you can apply this to any kind of education in the world. Okay, if this is scalable, then
right.
I should think of it in terms of scalable. And you know, you can do things that actually may be meaningful for more people than
right.
the university and the research community. And basically what I was doing with Rome was a chance to do that, right? Was a chance to create something that other people besides my student can use.
So how far along are you in your company?
Today it feels like we are, you know, a good far along in terms of how rapidly we are making progress. We're right now securing sale leads and also a lot of research partnerships,
right.
which are very important for me. And we are we're demoing at EduCause, which is this big conference for education,
yeah.
for EdTech. We are demoing in 4 weeks. So we're kind of laser focused on making the most amazing demonstration, you know, demo that will actually have all these clients sign up to our beta, which it's going to launch.
And is that in Chapel Hill?
No, that's in Philadelphia.
And what do you hope to achieve from the conference?
From the conference, I hope to achieve a selected group of beta customers that will find the value of Rodamico so indispensable that they will sign for the beta and then become our, you know, our first real customers
yeah.
in our launching.
Have you heard of
March.
BetaList?
No.
So BetaList and also the site submit.co are amazing
yeah.
resources before you're live to get your beta customers.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. So check out BetaList.com. It's
BetaList.com. Okay.
And then submit, SUBMIT.CO. And it has a directory
okay.
of every site that's like BetaList.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And so what would you say is one way that you overcome challenges?
That's a $3 billion question. I think I overcome challenges with what sometimes is a balanced and sometimes is an imbalanced combination of resourcefulness.
Right.
So wearing 1,000 hats and not getting scared about that.
Right.
Of determination. You know, I believe in what I'm doing, and so I want to do it. And a lot of yoga.
What kind of yoga do you do?
Now with Rodamico, I must say, I'm just doing whatever I can, but usually I do Ashtanga.
That's awesome. Who's someone that you really look up to?
My dad. I think I look up to people who have taken a leap or taken a chance to make what they do relevant to others. So I think that I have kind of a collective or a diffuse admiration for tech talkers, for instance.
Yeah.
People who become public intellectuals. Because I guess that's something that maybe I would like to become myself, right? Someone who has a voice and whose voice has an echo because there is some solid mission behind it.
And how long have you lived here in Chapel Hill?
Since 1990.
A long time.
A long time.
A
fixture.
So you're more from here now than you are from Italy anymore.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I'm an Italian from Carborough.
An Italian from Carborough. And as I mentioned in other episodes, Carborough and Chapel Hill are almost like the same city. They're
no,
so
much. No.
Wait, correct me.
Carborians and Chapel Hill, we you know, it's a pride of Carborians to say that we're different than Chapel Hill.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying.
And we are much hippier.
You are much hippier. I noticed that when I listened
hipster.
To you.
Yeah. More hipster, so.
When I checked out your music scene, I discovered
there
that.
There you go. Especially yesterday, right?
And there's really no time like now to start being a tech entrepreneur. Was that intimidating or overwhelming?
It was horrible.
Tell me about it.
Well, I am a professor from the humanities. All of a sudden, I'm doing this thing that very few people understand. It's, you know, the translation, the ability to translate something that has been traditional research forever into a new language. It's already difficult in and of itself. And then it kind of goes against an incredible amount of quote unquote, if ain't broken, don't fix it. Kind of ways to look at the institution by which you can do something different because we have to deal with it, and dealing with it entails a change of mindset, and we don't want to change the mindset.
Right.
So please don't do it because you're actually bothering us. So there is that. And then there is the fact that, well, you don't come from that tradition. So how can you now start doing things in this tradition? Right.
Yeah.
So that from the point of view of my prior quote unquote focus in research and in my academic profession, I'm a traitor.
Yeah.
I'm betraying the, you know, and from the point of view of the business community, yeah, I'm a professor of Spanish.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here? Right.
Right.
What
right.
do you know about customer discovery or this and that and the other? So yeah, it still is.
And how
very
do you,
difficult.
And how do you push through it and not let it hold you back?
Because I believe in Rodamico. I mean, because I believe in Rodamico. And maybe because I, you know, I'm one of those very privileged people who can have imaginative ways to break the glass ceiling.
And for people that want to check out Rodamico right now, can you spell it out for them?
Yes. RODAMICO.com.
And how can people connect with you online?
Well, you know, as a college professor, if you just put my name on Google, I will appear. But they can find me as a professor of Roman studies at UNC, or they can also find me at lucia@rodamico.com. They can find me on LinkedIn. They can find Rodamico on Twitter and
can
on
you,
Facebook.
Can you spell out your first and last name for everybody?
L-U-C-I-A. Lucia, B like boy, INOTTI, Binotti.
Amazing. Lucia, thank you so much for
You're
being on the Women
welcome.
Tech Podcast. Is there
this
anything
was
you.
Fun.
Oh, yay!
Yes.
Is there anything you wanted to share that you feel like you didn't share?
That I, you know, whatever I can do to support women in entrepreneurship and women in technology is like, you know, my heart is there.
Especially with your daughter. That is so exciting.
Yes.
Let's give a shout out to your daughter. Where can people find your daughter online?
My daughter can find my people can find my daughter online. She's AMELIA, Amelia Riley, RIELY. We are spelling of Riley, RIELY. And I think that her address is Brunerson, B brunerson @gmail.com.
But we'll include it in the show notes. You could also find her on Twitter. Is she on Twitter or Instagram? Twitter,
like, as Brunerson.
Can you spell that?
She's BRUNORSON.
Cool.
She's mostly on Instagram.
Cool. Yeah.
And Instagram, she's Amelia Riley or Brunerson, both.
So, and we'll include it in the show notes. You can find out more about her daughter, who's an engineer at Etsy, or you can find out more about Lucia by reaching out to her. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to go to the Facebook group at womenintechvib.com. And before we take off, I have this for you. This is made by a female founder in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's shareyourcompass.com. What it is it's a cork imported from Portugal to made look like gender neutral leather. And you give it to a woman in tech who inspires you within the next 2 weeks. And you write the story of how you received it. That woman in tech writes the story of how she received it. And everybody could follow 1937. So everyone can follow 1937, and you could see where the bracelet passes down to. And everybody should be passing it down within 2 weeks to another woman in tech.
Okay.
Pretty cool, right?
Yes, pretty cool. And so the woman in tech can be my daughter.
Yeah.
All right.
So are you giving it to your daughter?
Probably.
Amazing.
Sounds like she inspires me, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Perfect. Okay. And of course, I have for you the Women in Tech stickers.
Thank you.
I will talk to you guys here. See you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. Conchetta, who we're about to interview, is about to say all sorts of things. I wouldn't let her tell me before because I wanted it to be fresh. What are you about to say?
This is craziness. Okay, I am in the market for a car, and I just spent yesterday afternoon at Kia listening to them talk about how the Niro broke the Guinness Book of World Records.
No, I didn't even know that.
Traveling across the country with the fewest gas stops. I cannot believe I'm sitting in it right now.
A huge thank you to Kia for powering this road trip series of the Women in Tech podcast.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.